Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Tuesday, November 16th, and this is the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Lance Glynn, filling in over the next few days with Blair Angulo out. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are getting closer and closer to the early signing period, and so many teams have momentum in their favor right now on the trail. But not many, if any, have as much strength in recruiting as the Texas A&M Aggies currently do. They rank fifth nationally in the recruiting team rankings, and the class is headlined right now by five-star Walter Nolan, the nation's number two overall recruit and the top-ranked defensive lineman in the 2022 class. Joining me on the line to discuss the red-hot recruiting under Jimbo Fisher is the Texas A&M recruiting insider for 247sports.com, Brian Peroni. Brian, how we doing? Thanks so much for coming on and for joining me.
I appreciate you having me on.
So, Brian, I want to start with the Nolan commitment last weekend. Just touch on it briefly before we obviously dive into some other names to watch. Nolan announced his decision on the field before the game against Auburn. Can you just walk us through how that decision came to be? And I guess what ultimately swayed Nolan into choosing A&M over schools like Tennessee, Alabama, Michigan, Florida, Georgia, and really just so many others?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So back in the summer, in July, I believe, Nolan actually released a top five that did not have Texas A&M in it. However, at the end of that month, you know, there was a week where schools were allowed to have visitors, and he made it to A&M's big recruiting barbecue. A bit surprisingly, you don't often see the number three player in the country just all of a sudden show interest like that, or number two player in the country. He showed up and then all of a sudden had A&M in his top three the next time he announced. I know that Tennessee was feeling pretty good with him living right outside of Knoxville now, but he took three visits to Texas A&M within a matter of a month, which definitely showed how serious he was. And all three of those times he hung out with a whole bunch of commits. This is a class that's really close with each other. So he hung out with those guys and really just got along and gelled with them. And, you know, heading into this past visit, you know, there was talk that he might end up deciding. And I think he decided to do it, wanted to do it on the field, went and told Jimbo Fisher right before the kickoff of the game against Auburn. It was actually one of two commits A&M picked up right before the game that both went and told Jimbo Fisher. It was a bit of a crazy day for sure.
When you look at the crystal ball picks for the Aggies on the defensive line specifically, you see picks for five-star Shamar Stewart, five-star Anthony Lucas, four-star Eni White as well. Of course, I mentioned Walter Nolan is already committed. I want you to think back and maybe you'll say 2014 with Miles Garrett kind of matches up with it. But if those crystal ball picks come true, is this cycle just far and away the best defensive line class A&M has ever had?
Well, very much so. I mean, just the fact they already have a national top 100 guy in Malik Sylla as well, in addition to Walter Nolan, is huge. And yeah, getting a couple five stars in Anthony Lucas and Shamar Stewart, Eni White, you know, all three of those guys are legitimate possibilities in landing all three of them. You know, Bear Alexander is, you know, recently committed back to Georgia, but is still a guy to at least watch. Yet another five star. So, this has the potential and should be the top defensive line class A&M has ever signed, but definitely in the modern recruiting era. I mean, it's ridiculous. It might be one of the best classes anybody has signed on defensive line.
Most definitely. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I feel like I've seen it more, especially with all the COVID restrictions that used to be in place, I think peer recruiting has picked up this year more than others. It seems like you have leaders in each class reaching out more and more to the top uncommitted prospects to join them. Have you seen an increase in that peer-to-peer recruiting at Texas A&M, you know, maybe from guys like Walter Nolan, Connor Weigman, and others? Or has it been the same this year compared to previous cycles the last few years?
You always have one or two guys that are sort of the ringleaders and in each class and the most vocal ones. But A&M has a bunch of those, and it's guys that have, you know, connections to some of those others. Bobby Taylor is probably the most vocal. And he was, you know, he became real close with Walter Nolan. But five-star QB Connor Wigman is another guy that's working on, especially receivers. And then Bryce Anderson, a national top 100 safety commit. He's working on some guys. He's close friends with five-star Jacoby Matthews, a safety out of Louisiana. And, you know, is working on him hard. And then the Houston area, A&M sitting up really hard. And both Bobby Taylor and Malik Silla, who are teammates, and Donovan Green and PJ Williams, who are also teammates. Those four have sort of teamed up and are working on a bunch of guys in the Houston area. So yeah, this class is definitely doing what they can to really get the best of the best to join them.
You know, I asked that because we actually had Anthony Lucas on the podcast last week, and we asked him about Texas A&M, and he said that Walter Nolan's in his ear asking him why he hasn't already committed yet. So you see that peer-to-peer recruiting that obviously has become, I think, a lot bigger, especially with COVID or with the COVID restrictions previously, obviously now open back up. But I think those relationships, like you said, were made, and you have these, you know, top 100, top 50, top 30 guys talking to each other, trying to pair up and go to the same schools. You mentioned a name as well in Jacoby Matthews. Obviously, he was a one-time LSU commit. LSU is having trouble with obviously, you know, Ed Orgeron on the way out, needing to bring in a new coach, still to be determined who that is. What's the latest, and you have a crystal ball in for Jacoby Matthews to go to Texas A&M as well. What's the latest in his recruitment? What are you hearing regarding the five-star safety?
So that's another guy that this summer, when A&M had their recruiting barbecue, it was the same day that LSU had an event. And at the time, he was committed to LSU, but decided to make the trip to College Station instead. Well, on his way down to College Station is when he decommitted from LSU. And that was even before all the struggles on the year and the fact that, you know, they don't have a coach right now. So A&M is in good shape with him. Texas and LSU both also have a chance, but A&M has done a really good job, you know, selling him on, you know, on the safety role. Bryce Anderson, who I mentioned before, is close to him and has really been working to get him there. And Bryce is actually one of the main reasons that he even took an official visit to A&M in the summer to begin with. And he liked it enough that the Aggies just kept moving up his list and now would be considered the leaders.
One other name I wanted to mention, the number one receiver in the country, five-star Evan Stewart. There were a couple crystal balls to Texas. The most recent ones coming from, I believe, you and Steve Wildfong are pointing towards Texas A&M. What's the latest you've heard on Evan Stewart? Obviously an in-state prospect, and especially when Texas A&M recruiting against Texas, would be quite the win for them to get the five-star talent to come to College Station and really lead that receiving core for the next few years.
That's another story that's a bit crazy because a month ago, even, you know, as soon as that, or as recent as that, he did not even have that much interest in Texas A&M. He had been a couple times before. I think he was there for the spring game, but just, you know, didn't have much interest at all. But, you know, that just changed. A&M has been recruiting him hard. Jimbo Fisher has taken a very proactive role in recruiting him. And the Aggies got him on campus for an official visit. And then he returned 2 weeks later for an unofficial and is another guy that spent both weekends there. He spent the entire weekend both times and has really gotten to know the commits and really bonded with them. And, you know, I think he sees the potential in the A&M offense with a big play receiver like him. So the Aggies are in good shape there, but Texas is also in good shape. And it's going to be one of the few true in-state battles going down the stretch. For whatever reason, there just aren't many of those anymore.
Two more questions, Brian, then I'll let you go. First, look, we've obviously hit on some top names to watch for A&M on the trail. White, Shamar Stewart, Evan Stewart, Jacoby Matthews, others. Is there anyone we're forgetting that Jimbo and staff are going hard after and looking to land for the 2022 class?
What's sort of a crazy deal that a one-time Alabama commit and a national top 100 prospect is flying under the radar a bit, but with all the guys that A&M is after, not a lot of people are talking about running back Le'Veon Moss out of Louisiana. He was had one time made a commitment to Alabama, opened that back up again. I believe he did it when he visited A&M over the summer instead of going to an event in Tuscaloosa and decided to decommit. And the Aggies are in really good shape there with his season over. We're recording this Monday, so his season just ended on Saturday. I think a decision could be close, and I really like where the Aggies stand with him. And then the only three-star that A&M is still after is an offensive lineman out of Seattle, Mark Nabu. was a Washington commitment when he came to camp this summer, earned an A&M offer, and then set up an official for the very next weekend, decommitted shortly after, and is a guy that the Aggies absolutely love. Those are really the two to watch that we haven't hit on.
So last one, Brian. Look, they have 17 commits currently. I mentioned earlier the fifth best class in the country right now. I went onto the class calculator and put in some names just to take a peek. If they land Eni White, Anthony Lucas, Evan Stort, Shamar Stort, and Jacoby Matthews, just those, five guys, all guys, as we mentioned, that they have crystal ball picks in for. As of right now, at least, they would have the top class in the country. So I'll ask you this, if you could handicap it, what do you think the likelihood is that A&M finishes the 2022 cycle with the nation's top class and what I would assume would then be the best class in program history?
So twice in Jimbo Fisher's classes, he has set the new record for points in a class in the modern recruiting era, but this one should easily surpass those. You know, I haven't gone and looked at all the potential combinations, because A&M could land a couple other guys, like I mentioned with Le'Veon Moss and Mark Nabu and some others. And obviously Alabama and Georgia still have targets out there, but I think there's a very realistic shot of A&M ending up with a top class. And if it's not ranked at the very top, it will almost assuredly be the best class in school history in that modern era. And also, it'll be close to the point total of those other two with Alabama and Georgia, which is not something you've really seen. It's pretty much been those two schools in the SEC and then everybody else quite a bit of a ways back, you know, the last few years. So this will be a change for sure.
Make sure to stay locked in with Texas A&M Recruiting at 24/7 Sports, gigum247.com, and follow Brian at Twitter at Peroni247. Brian, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
Remember, if you like the show, please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts. For Brian Peroni, I am Lance Glenn. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.